Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. My name is Tom, and today is Thursday, February 24th. And leading into the show with some new music tonight. I'm going to dial this down a bit. It's a band called Resodrone and the Cartesian Dualists. And the song is called Resist and Disorder, which is, I would say, pretty appropriate, all things considered. If you're not paying attention to what's going on in the world, lucky you. I've been dealing with a lot of stuff in my own little world. I've been dealing with Chinese cyber attacks, believe that or not. I had a hard time believing that myself, and because I the things that are coming under fire at the hands of the Chinese government are my websites and apparently my my Xbox account. So apparently somebody over there is like, oh, I need some new video games to play, and well, you know, this American doesn't know anything about technology. Perhaps I'll steal his passwords. Oh, for fuck's sake. Look, if you guys want to know anything about me as a person, you want to know what makes me tick, listen to the fucking podcast, China. Get somebody that can translate for you, and maybe, you know, then you'll have an idea what you're dealing with. You're dealing with somebody who is very poor. I don't have any money, and I, you know, I don't speak very good Chinese. I can read some, but I don't speak any of it at all, worth a shit. But I do speak Russian Ukrainian, and I think that might be something of interest. The point that I guess I'm getting at here is that I really have no explanation why the Chinese government would be interested in what I have to say or what my gaming habits are. But you never know. You never know. Then add to that some very strange things going on in my house. For about the last week and a half to 2 weeks, there's been a lot of strange noises inside my house. Like there's a person that lives here that's not paying rent. You know what I mean? Like you'll come in and you'll see the toilet seat is up. I put the toilet seat down. I've been in enough relationships and stuff like that to where I have had that beaten into me, and I always leave the toilet seat down. But I come in there and the toilet seat's up for some reason. I'm like, am I missing something here? You know, I've checked all the doors and windows. There's nobody getting in and out here. It's just me. And so anyway, I'm downstairs with the animals. I'm actually getting ready to try to do a podcast, and I hear footsteps upstairs. Heavy booted footsteps. And oh my God, you know, I was like, somebody broke into the fucking house. I heard something, and then now I hear footsteps. And I hear them walking across the floor. And so the dogs go bananas. They go running up the stairs. And before I can get to the top of the stairs from the basement, they're in the living room. They're barking at something. Because I can see Radar's tail, and it's not in that happy position like I'm happy to see you. I can see his back, the hair standing up on his back. Lidley's doing the same thing. They're both barking, and when I come around that corner and I'm armed, there's nothing there. But they're looking at something that I cannot see. Now, that has happened twice in the last week. Prior to that, there were a couple of incidents where Lily would go upstairs and she would start barking. And I came upstairs to find her barking at the air at something in the bedroom. No idea. And I thought, does my dog have an imaginary friend that I don't know about? Is there critters in the walls? That sort of thing. No, there's none of that. And so I've been, that's the other thing that's been kind of odd here. The paranormal is something that I waffle on whether or not it is legitimate or it's, you know, phony. And when it comes to my own house, and I know what it's like to have had weird stuff happen. But these things are actually happening, and I'm like, okay. Why is this happening? And then I read a different article about all kinds of stuff, and there was a book written back in the 1980s, early 90s, called The Vertical Plane. And it's about this guy. He had a computer, and what ended up happening was this guy, this is back pre-internet. And there was some communication going on between this guy and somebody in, I guess, the 1600s, who was also in touch with somebody from 2109. And so I read a good portion of this book online. But the one thing that struck me was they did a lot of research on magnetic ley lines. And I got to thinking about it, you know, if where I'm at in St. Paul has, if we are under one of those ley lines, then chances are this could be one of those things where we're experiencing kind of like a time shift kind of a thing, where maybe elements from that other timeline or layer of time, if time is linear. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that time is linear. It's like a roll of tape, and if you roll it up, it's going to be thin spots in the tape. And sometimes, if all of those little thin spots line up, you might be able to see down and through to a different time, and maybe even interact with it, like wave, you know, that sort of thing. Well, anyway, it's a lot like that. There are imperfections through all the dimensions that we live in. And it's possible that my dogs are seeing something that I'm not. But we sure shit both. We all heard it. We all heard it. And because I don't come upstairs, you know, I was gaming. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I've achieved a whole lot of nothing over the last week, mostly because I've been dealing with depression with the weather. Anytime we have a long period of time where it's nothing but gray weather, it's like seasonal affective disorder. And it's like, oh God, I just, you know. So I cocoon up, hibernate as much as I can, play video games, write, that sort of thing, insulate myself as much as possible, and then, you know, come back and hit the world. But anyway, with that being said, though, last 10 days or so, things have been really unusual. And actually, going back, I want to say maybe the last 3 weeks, things have been pretty unusual. And a lot of high stress, a lot of weird stuff, a lot of dumb stuff. But, you know, even with it being as high strung, it's still going okay. Everything's fine. But the world, on the other hand, the rest of the world, it's fucked. If I were to have had like a bingo sheet of things that I was going to say was going to happen this year, Ukraine was not on my list of things. It was not. And as a matter of fact, Ukraine would have been one of the last things I would have ever thought, because I was waiting for Stalker 2 to come out. But it's looking like if things keep going the way they're going, I may not have to worry about it. I might just be able to do like a combination between of a live action role play of Fallout 4 and Stalker. Because if these assholes in my country right now can't get their shit together, and they start pressing the wrong fucking buttons with the guy over there in Russia right now, yeah, we could see some bombs dropped on our country. Most definitely. We got China in the mix now too. They're going to invade Taiwan here in this, probably in the spring. I would probably wager in the spring. Just in time to wreck our economy, good and proper. You'll see a devaluation of the dollar like you would never imagined. And next thing you know, that great reset that everyone's been talking about, how you're going to own nothing and love it. Yeah, just wait for that to happen. You'll own nothing, but then, well, they'll have to figure out whether or not they need you. So, yeah, that's what's coming. And I didn't want to get into the politics again, but I'm just going to say it. This is not a great example of what America is really about. 81 million people were too fucking stupid, because all they wanted to do was get rid of a bad guy with a bad tan who wrote mean tweets. And they were willing to sacrifice this country on the altar of Armageddon for it. How fucking pathetic. But again, that's what happens when you've got strong leaders versus worthless ones. Yeah. So, enough on that. There's been some interesting stuff going on with some fast radio bursts. And I guess it's we're getting closer and closer to having neighbors, I guess. It's like you're seeing the interstellar tow trucks and interstellar, you know, moving vans going by. Maybe they're just letting us know that, hey, you guys might be having some neighbors in the neighborhood. Oh, look at this. Oh, my God. Yep, repeating fast radio burst traced to unexpected location. Hold on a second, let me bring that up. 11.7 million light years away. Closest known extragalactic fast radio burst, 40 times closer than the next closest extragalactical signal. Extragalactic signal. Man. But it's likely probably a pulsar or some kind of other nonsense. It's probably not aliens. That is probably a fact. And then, let me see here. Key to sharp brain in old age is owning a pet. Christ in heaven. I got four of them. I should be like frickin' Einstein by now. Oh my God. I can't believe it. And if you take a look at all of this stuff, what's going on in the news, I saw a wonderful article that just actually gave me some thoughts about how quickly we could probably take our brain and all of its wonderful attributes and turn it into an engram. Because apparently there was somebody who was recording this guy's brain activity, and he went into a cardiac arrest and then died. And it was after his heart stopped and all of that stuff and the death stuff started that his brain activity just went off the charts. Like a ton of information was being processed. And the first thing I thought was, that's a download. It's like, quick, get the wetware out of there, get all the information while we can, that kind of thing. And that's what I think. I think that would be a way of being able to capture an engram. If you had the ability to record all of that information coming out of your brain and make sense of it, that might be your fast track to immortality as an engram, and then having that chipset put into a robot or something. I don't know. It's just my thoughts. I've had some real interesting thoughts about transhumanism lately. and how to, I guess, cheat death. But I don't think it's going to be a thing where you actually get to cheat death. I think that, in all honesty, cheating death is, you're never going to be able to do it. You will always eventually die at some point. It's whether or not, you know, your soul lives on. And that's the other thing, too, that I'm experiencing here, is that I'm wondering if I do have a ghost, and it's, I'm beginning to wonder if it wears the same size boots that I do, because it makes a lot of damn noise. Anyway, I don't know. There's just been a lot of strange stuff going on in the world, and all I can think to myself is, this shouldn't be happening. This really shouldn't be happening. Russia shouldn't be invading Ukraine. Everybody should be trying to get along as much as possible. Why are we experiencing all of this bullshit? Why? Does anybody know? And it's asinine to think that we're on the cusp of something amazing. Humanity could be, you know, we could be building ourselves up into something better, and all we're doing is squabbling over fucking resources when there's so much to go around. It doesn't make any sense to me. But then again, I'm not a psychopath or a narcissist. So if I were, then it would make perfect sense to me. But that's because I don't rule the world. And if I did, I most certainly wouldn't be a narcissist or a psychopath. Or even a sociopath, for that matter. A sociopath can usually rationalize what it is they're doing. All I know is, this is not what I expected 2022 to be. And I noticed that it happened right after that big shift to the 222 thing, you know, where, you know, the 222 thing. That was weird. I have a friend who I wouldn't exactly call her a new ager, but she is involved in like the metaphysics, spiritual healing stuff. And give a shout out to my friend Rhea, who asked me if I noticed the paradigm shift, and I'll come right out and say it. Yeah, I will say yes to a degree, but it's not so much that I felt it, but I did notice that there were some things going downhill very quickly. And not to mention the fact that, like I said, I've got a bunch of weird stuff here at the house going on. So it's just a lot of my friends, too, seem to be adversely affected by some of the stuff going on. I'm actually resigned in my thoughts about it, because I, as much as I might believe in signs and all that stuff, and I do, I didn't expect that it would be quite so literal, because on February 21st, I was outside with my dogs, and it was dark out, and I saw a male cardinal in the dark. And this is something that typically doesn't happen. Songbirds and other birds like that, once it starts getting dark, they vanish. They go off to hide out for the night. But there was this lone cardinal in the tree, and he was in the dark. And he was alone. And cardinals are interesting creatures, because they are a monogamous bird. They mate for life. And so here was this lone cardinal in the dark. And it there's a certain biblical thing regarding cardinals and other birds. When God sends an angel, he sends a cardinal. when God sends a message of a new birth, joy, that sort of thing, he sends sparrows. And then when, you know, he sends, you know, other signs, you'll get crows and ravens. And those are the three big ones. And but seeing this poor male cardinal that's all alone in the dark, I had to take that at what it was, and I thought to myself, is this the universe's way of saying, hey, things are going to get weird here, and you're going to be all alone? And I was like, oh, that's not a good place. That's not a good look on me. Oh, no. And I hope I'm not. I hope I'm not experiencing that. I've got enough people in my life, though, to where I'm sure it'll be all right. But it's just, it was one of those things where I felt dread, you know, like what the future might be coming. And, of course, once the 22nd, the big, you know, the big paradigm shift happened, I was a little on the fence about it, but I'll be damned if I ever ignore those signs again, because this is one of those moments where I was in complete denial, like a lot of folks, and shit, man, I don't know how to explain it. Today's been fairly quiet, though. We had to my new work area, my new work desk showed up today, which is nice. It was a cheap Amazon addition to my household. And I will say this, if this had been sent to someone like a millennial with no mechanical aptitude, this would have been a fucking nightmare to put together. But luckily for me, I'm not averse to bending stuff that's not bent right back into shape. And that's what I this is one of those things where it's like, this is a desk that looks like the one that I bought online, but it is not the same desk. I mean, it goes together the same way and it has the same shape and the same parts. But that desk, well, that desk looks like it was effortlessly put together, where I didn't have to actually, you know, bend things back into shape and to square. And why are the welds on this thing like substandard? Did you have like a 9-year-old do this? Did you say, here, take this welder and, you know, and make it work? And the thing of it is that none of the stuff lines up. And like I said, it took some effort to get it bent into shape. And now, I mean, it's fine. It's actually level. It doesn't bounce around or any of that stuff. It's actually pretty stable. I would say that it's, I don't know. I could probably put maybe 30, 40 pounds on it before it started to lose its integrity. But I will say this, though. Amazon has been pretty good to me lately, in the sense that stuff has been showing up. Not when it's supposed to, but it's been showing up. I did make a recent discovery on a new caffeine delivery system, which I was pleasantly surprised. And it was called Combat Fuel. And if you get an opportunity, it's made by a company called Muscle Pharm, PHARM. And the big thing about this stuff, and I know that there are people out there that are going to be like, you're serious? I had a can of it. It's sugar-free. It tastes pretty good. But the one thing it didn't do, and I was worried that it might, it did not raise my blood pressure or my pulse rate. I shit you not. I was like, huh. I mean, because I mean, I've got a watch that tells me, you know, my pulse and all that stuff. And I'm sitting there going, that's nice. So, yeah, if you get an opportunity to try this stuff out, it's called Combat Fuel. It's made by a company called Muscle Farm, and it is absolutely amazing. It's good stuff. It's full of all kinds of nutrients and stuff like that, and it has 300 milligrams of caffeine. I wouldn't drink it every day, but I would definitely say drink it on the days you need to stay awake, because that's the one thing it didn't do. It didn't give me the jitters. It didn't, give me the caffeine anxiety that I normally get, and didn't raise my blood pressure or my pulse rate, which I thought was that's. I mean, I if I drink a Monster Energy drink, I'm bouncing off the walls, and I've got a heart flutter, all that stuff. And I drank this stuff and nothing. So it's good stuff, and it comes in three different flavors: green apple, black cherry, and some kind of grapefruit. And I'm gonna give those guys some high praise, as normally I would drink a Monster Energy drink, but I think I'm gonna give this stuff up. It's the same price, roughly. But yeah, if you're interested in caffeine delivery systems, I'm the guy to probably get advice from, because I've probably tried them all. I'm old. Gotta expand your horizons, so we're get your caffeine where you can, that sort of thing. And I actually managed to replace one of my very favorite shirts. It was oddly enough, I got four of them for the price of what it would have cost me for one of these shirts. 11 years ago. I had a shirt for 11 years, and it gave up the ghost last year, and it was one of my very favorite undershirts. And it was like, it's a long sleeve black t-shirt, but it was made out of like this like a lycra kind of knit thing. It was wick technology, wicking technology, and it would just, you wouldn't stink if you wore it underneath your shirt or any of that, underneath a dress shirt or any of that stuff. It's just a fantastic thing, and I was lucky enough to find four of them in a four pack for the same price as I would have paid for one of these things. Amazon is a great place to find stuff. The only problem is there's so much of it, and then, like I said, their drivers are. I'm not going to diss them too much, because we had a massive snowstorm and they still managed to deliver within a day. But it was like, if you guys want to play Ding Dong Ditch, don't do it with me. Just give me the second that I need to get to the door, and I'll be all right. I have two German Shepherds. They've let me know that you're here. So, but trying to think if there's anything else new and exciting other than just the weird little paranormal stuff going on in my house. No UFO sightings, because I haven't been outside. Not that I expected any. I live in the city, so what are you gonna do? I think I'm actually quite offended that they're trying to paint Vladimir Putin as Hitler. And I don't know why it bothers me, but it's like, do you not know history? Do you not know history at all? Anyway, trying to think if anything else is going on in the world. Oh yeah, we had those three cops that stood around and did nothing when George Floyd was having his moment, and I guess they've been all found guilty, which will bring no closure whatsoever. It'll just expand into a new form of discontent. There's a lot of dumb stuff going on in Twin Cities, and it just seems like, I remember a time in my country's history, especially when I was much, much younger, when I looked at authority figures and I saw a certain level of adulthood and competence. And now that my generation, oh man, now that my, oh God, I can't believe I'm saying this. Now that my generation's in charge, for a lot of things. I'm just not seeing it, you know? I'm just not seeing it. And then it dawns on me. I'm wondering just how many people experience that, like, you know, as they get older. They're like, oh, Christ in heaven, I'm not old and I'm not an adult. And holy shit, look what's happened. My generation's in charge. Holy crap, what are we going to do? You know, and I wonder if that isn't one of those things that happens to people that are, like, you know, self-aware. And you're just like, how the fuck do we get here? Oh, shit. It's my fault, you know, in some way. It's our fault, you know. It's my generation's fault that everything is fucked. You know, it's because we didn't kick these old people out and send them to the farm, you know, to the old folks' home like we should have. Made them retire, you know, like their generation did to the old people that they got rid of, you know. It is what it is. But now I'm looking at everything here and, you know, I'm looking at all the news and I'm going to tell you, the only hope that I have for the future is that there's a future version of me that's got a time machine, and hopefully he's going to come back in time and say, look, you need to do this, this, and this in order to stay alive long enough to see the future, because if shit keeps going wrong, it, like I said, I might as well just start hoarding bottle caps, and because I think that's going to be our new currency by the time everything is done. I can't believe that I'm on the cusp of like four different video game possibilities for reality. Because I'm telling you, if you haven't been paying attention lately to what's going on in the world, I guarantee it, this is like the startup of either Fallout 4, Stalker Shadow of Chernobyl, well, actually it was the Heart of Chernobyl, which is the Stalker 2 series. Shit, could be Cyberpunk 2077. You know, I mean, it could happen there. All I know is that this is not the future that I anticipated living through. I anticipated 2022 to be a lot more sedate because we were still dealing with COVID. But I guess there's some good news here. I guess the COVID emergency is over now. And because now we've got more important things to focus on. Like, I don't know, the possibility of a nuclear weapon being detonated over American land. Oh man, I just never would have thought it was going to happen in my time. Oh well. Well, then again, it was inevitable because I've had experiences that lead me to believe that I will see a great and many things happen over the next 90 some years. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. This might be a shorter podcast, mostly because I don't know exactly what to talk about, because there's so much stuff going on in the news that it's really a cause for concern. So this is my advice to everybody. If you haven't gotten your prepping stuff out of the way, this is the week to do it. Get yourself a generator, get some food, do whatever you can. Make some friends, build a community, start looking to take care of each other, because I'm going to tell you, if things go sideways, it's going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly quick. So I care about everybody and I want everybody to be safe and I want everybody to be okay. And we're going through some difficult stuff right now. So that being said, I'm going to close this out, and I wish you all the best. Be safe out there. Take care of each other. Good night. City, a day in the life. I was on my
Sadies fall.